Facebook and Instagram at Wine Warehouse Seaville.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Expect occasional drizzle and maybe a few showers from time to time. High temperatures today only in the mid-60s.
And it's 59 degrees right now here at the Automated Office System Studios this Tuesday morning at 5. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Charlottesville Police Chief Rochelle Brackney is crediting community policing for a drop in violent crimes in the city.
We now have officers who are assigned specifically as community resource officers so that we have liaisons with our vulnerable communities, our faith-based communities, our elderly communities.
The department's 2018 annual report indicates violent crimes dropped from 2017 to 2018.
The rehabilitation of the I-64 bridge over Scottsville Road continues this week as contractors will have nightly lane closures as they finish the demolition work and laying a new road surface and then prepare for more on the westbound lanes coming later on this year.
Charlottesville City Council approved a special use permit allowing the expansion of 600 West Main Apartments.
600 West Main Apartments will be expanding into where the University Tire and Auto Center is now. The biggest question tonight was where will people living there park? The approval was 4-1 with Mayor Nakia Walker being the no vote. The approval came with conditions from Heirloom, the developers of the apartments, regarding parking. Council motioned for parking to only be on site and to maximize the parking to be as much as possible, even past what is required per unit.
The expansion will be 120 units per acre with retail space on the bottom floor.
You may think it's too early to talk about Christmas, but Toy Lift is just 2 months away, and Tom Powell is already starting to gather volunteers.
Our first public meeting is 6:30 at Shenandoah Joe's Coffee out on Preston Avenue. So what we call our first public meeting is where anybody can show up, and it takes a whole heck of a lot of people to pull this thing off every year. And this is your chance to, if you don't know, find out exactly what it is we do. You want to help, to please come out, and you know, if you want to bring your business and get that involved and find out what you can do to help.
You can hear more of our chat with Tom Powell, the founder of Toy Lift, on the podcast channel of WCHV.com or through our smartphone app.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Ariana Meneese.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 59 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible.